One measles case has been confirmed in the North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit region. It's the first since 1995. The risk to the public is low, however, the health unit is taking the matter very seriously, says a news release. Measles is a highly contagious virus that spreads through the air and can remain in the air or on surfaces for up to 2 hours after an infected person has left the area. Although the local risk of infection remains low, the large measles outbreak in southern Ontario shows how quickly the virus can spread, explains Shannon Mantha, chief nursing officer at the health unit. We have connected with the individual and their close contacts and are working together to prevent the local spread of infection. The infected individual is an unvaccinated adult who had exposure to a confirmed case outside the district. They and their close contacts are in self-isolation. No public places have been identified where community members could have been exposed to the virus. The health unit gave no hint where in the region the victim resides. Doctors are asking residents to be proactive ahead of March break to prevent the spread of the dangerous disease during one of the province's largest outbreaks in recent years. See, doctors urge caution for traveling families as measles surges in Ontario. Symptoms of measles begin 7 to 21 days after exposure to the virus and include runny nose, watery red eyes, cough, fever, and a rash spreading from the face to the rest of the body. Long-term and more severe complications of measles can include vision or hearing loss, a brain or ear infection, pneumonia, an early birth if pregnant, or in rare cases, death. Measles is one of the most infectious diseases we've ever known, Dr. Patrick Galange, Associate Medical Officer of Health at Halton Region Public Health, said. To put it into perspective, if you have measles and there were 10 people around who weren't vaccinated, 9 out of those 10 would get it. It's a very contagious, infectious disease that quickly passes from person to person. Individuals under the age of 5, pregnant individuals, and immunocompromised people are at high risk of severe outcomes, as well as those who have not received the measles, mumps, and rubella, MMR, vaccine. The MMR vaccine is highly effective and the best way to prevent measles, adds Mantha. Our immunization rates for school-aged children are higher than the provincial average. In the 2023-2024 school year, 92.4% of 7-year-olds and 97.4% of 17-year-olds were appropriately immunized against measles. The health unit recommends 2 doses of the MMR vaccine for individuals born in or after 1970. Most individuals born before 1970 have immunity from infection in their childhood. You can find more information about vaccination and check your immunization record by visiting myhealthunit.ca or contacting your healthcare provider. Those looking to get up to date with their MMR vaccine are asked to contact their healthcare provider or the health unit at 1-800-563-2808 extension 5252. Anyone who experiences measles symptoms is urged to isolate immediately, avoid contact with others, and call before visiting a clinic or hospital.